Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. In the context of snake danger, right, danger from the snake venom that might be in the water, our Mishnah Vav also talks about snake venom that might be in fruits. Nikure te'enim va'anavim v'kishuim va'adiluim v'havatichim v'hamalafafonos. If we have a fruit or vegetable, so the examples given in the Mishnah here are figs, or grapes, or cucumbers, or gourds, or melons, or muskmelons, another kind of melon. In any of these cases, if they are punctured, right, they have puncture marks. So then, afiluim kikar, even if there's a lot of them, and they're all punctured, so what would be the difference if there were a lot of them all punctured? Why would I think that a lot of fruits punctured would be less of a problem than a few fruits punctured? Potentially because, let's say that I go to bed one night and my figs have no punctures in them, and I wake up the next morning and all 2,000 of my figs have punctures in them. So, you know, what's the likelihood that there's an actual amount of venom in all 2,000 figs overnight, right? I wasn't attacked by a swarm of 2,000 snakes. It's probably one or two snakes and it punctured 2,000 figs. Probably most of them are okay. Doesn't matter. We still assume that it's a big problem. And of course, echad gadol v'echad katan, doesn't matter if it's a big fruit or a small fruit. Even if it's a big fruit, we don't say, well, the puncture's on this side, I could eat the other side. Echad talush v'echad mechubar, whether it is off the tree or whether it is still attached to the tree. Kol sheyesh bo leicha asur, if there is any moisture whatsoever in this fruit or vegetable, then we have to worry about potentially there being venom mixed into that moisture in the fruit. And you can't eat any of it, and you have to get rid of it. It has to really basically be destroyed because you can't eat it. Similarly, unashuchas hanachash, if there is an animal that was bitten by a snake, right? And then before it could die, I shecht it, right? And now I want to know, can I eat the meat? Asura. Of course you can't eat the meat. Because we're worried that perhaps the venom was absorbed into the flesh of the animal. And now you will get sick or get hurt or die from eating this meat that has snake venom in it. And therefore, an animal that was bitten by a snake is asur b'achila.